So today in this episode, we're going to be talking about that feeling, all right, y'all? So I put on the description, I put on the title, which is also in the description, do not just work your biceps, work your whole body. And this is what I'm going to be talking to you guys about today. So part one, we explained a little bit about the challenge. And once again, if you want to take the challenge, I challenge you. No matter who you are, because I know what you are, I know how you are the best of the best. I know that you are a champion and you are the best at what you do. So, in knowing that, I challenge you. All right, iron sharpens iron. Get on this Wim Hof method. If you don't know how to breathe and you've been doing shallow breathing, master the breathing. All right. So, I woke up this morning, and we're going to be talking about the workout in a few minutes. But before you do any workout, for those who are trying to get your money up or trying to get your mind up, they all want the same, but the main thing is this, to keep it simple and plain. Wake up in the morning, get some air, get some prayer. Make sure you decree and you declare, all right? So, let me break that down for y'all. When you wake up in the morning, like I was just playing. Now, that song that I played is a song that I played when I was actually defending my championship. Okay? When I was defending my title, when I was fighting as grand champion, martial artist, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still fighting, all right? Listen, what I was able to do was I had to learn to put myself in state, all right? I put that on to remind myself I am the champ. The champ is here, doing what champions do. So this is the same thing you have to do. Now, don't just use one muscle. We're going to be talking about this today. Don't use one mental muscle. So what did I do? I raised the window open. As I talked about in the episode, I decreased the clothing. Okay, I'm in my shorts like I'm ready to fight. Or when the fighters get on to weigh themselves. Okay? Shirt off and all that. All right? All right, and open up the window. Get that cold air on your body. Or jump in the shower. If you got to go to the pool, if they got a pool in the gym, go to the gym. Okay? Or if you're near the ocean, okay, in your dream house, go jump in the water. Now, next thing. While I'm doing the breathing method, okay, everybody inhale with me. Actually, I'm going to actually send you the video how to do the breathing, okay? Because I know some of y'all got to go and you got to flow. So we're going to come back to the breathing part. I'll leave the breathing in the description, okay? And I'll leave a little bit more information for those who are going to go back to text me. I'll put a little bit more information on that. But here's the situation. I'm doing the victory pose while I'm doing my breathing. That's right. I'm doing the victory pose because I know that feeling is the blessing. Feeling is the secret. So why I am doing my breathing, okay, I'm getting the air on my body, and also I am feeling a blessing. My hands is up as I inhale. I'm doing a victory pose, all right? Did Wim Hof teach that? No, he did not. But listen, this ain't about using one mental muscle group, and this is what we're going to be talking about in today's workout. So while I'm doing that, I got several mental muscles working, okay? I got the air on my body, okay? I got my water. I got my warm water right here ready for me to drink it as soon as I get a quick second from talking to you. Next thing, I'm also seeing myself when I was at that tournament, all right? I'm seeing myself. I'm feeling myself at that tournament ready to compete. That's right, to defend my title. That's right. So I'm in state. Everybody say it with me. I'm in state. Just say I'm in state. That's right. Come on, you got to stay in state. So, once again, put your hands up, you know, as I inhale. And I got, that's right, I got the title in one hand. And on the other hand, I'm also squeezing a hand. Remember, when you squeeze one hand for 60 seconds, you know, you can also do it for 30. But when you squeeze that one hand for 60 seconds, one of the hands is going to help you with your recall. And when you squeeze the other hand, that'll come back to me. You got to forget to remember. So anyway, the main thing, guys, is this. You can use more than one mental muscle at a time. All right? So I hope Everybody is clear on what I'm saying. What I'm saying is use more. You got everything. Use more. Don't play small. Okay? So here we go. Before I get ready to drink my warm water, I wanted to talk to you today also about the physical. And it's not really the physical because all is mental. Okay? So let's talk about this. Today's workout, but I'm going to put some music on. Today's workout, I want you to not just use your biceps, okay? But not only am I going to give you some precepts, but I'm also going to show you how to move your body more efficiently so you can burn more calories and have more energy, okay? So let's take this quick motivational break, all right, so that you can stay in state. Okay, my people, so get some mental motivation, okay? Get some motivation, all right? I hope you was feeling that from E.T., all right? The hip-hop preacher, okay? And if you'd like to hear the whole thing once again, just hit me up. I'll also try to leave it in the description for you, okay? So let's keep on talking about it, y'all. We got to stay hungry, all right, y'all? No matter where you at, listen, no matter where you at with your body or your business, we got to stay hungry. Okay, we got to have determination in the situation, all right? So let's get ready to talk about it. I know I got to stop saying all right. Let's talk about the next situation. The workout. Bruce Lee was trying to always constantly improve his workout sessions. And one of the things that he started doing, he was testing out, trying out different exercise programs. He also started to integrate the Eastern and the Western exercise disciplines. After a while, he found the one that he needed that would help him, that was more specific to what he needed as a martial artist, as a warrior. And I know all of you guys are warriors here. So if you want to burn more calories or you want to fight better and all that other stuff, then listen here. All you have to do is use, and I've been saying it even in the beginning, use more than one muscle, okay? You just can't sit there. You could do it, but you just cannot sit there and just work your bicep, you know, and then all the other muscles are just going to sleep. Eric Thomas just told you about that, you know? Be mindful of what you're being taught out there, okay? Be mindful, okay? Certain days that come into play, but listen, everybody got things to do, and we should be doing it more efficiently. So, what am I saying? What are you saying, Ty? I am saying work more than one muscle. If you're doing your squats, okay, start adding some arms with it. Start adding some shoulders with it. If you're doing your lunge, okay, start adding the other elements with it, okay? I'll try to send you also another link to what I was talking about this on one of the, on the Facebook. So I'll try to send that to you too. But let me give you some other ideas. integrating one more than one muscle group. You might be doing, like I said, working your legs and you're integrating some shoulders. You might be stepping side to side doing your cardio, and you might be adding other elements like twisting, using a resistance band, or without the the cardio, just taking a step and integrating what your other muscle groups from your obliques. Okay, you might be on the floor working your obliques with the medicine ball. Okay, you need weight, my people. Let me say it again: you need weight. Okay, you need that challenge because studies have shown that, listen, you can get a lot of results with your own body weight, but you also need the challenge, okay, my people? From research, I'm telling you, from the mind to the body, when you give it that extra weight, okay, this is how you get more food on your plate, okay? This is how you get more results. So, I would like to once again just let you know, whatever you're doing, integrate more muscles into the equation. When you're doing certain exercises, hold your stomach in. When you're doing push-ups, make sure that you push your fingertips into the ground. You always should be trying to better your technique. But once again, do the push-up. Okay, what other style can I do now? Why don't you go into another plane of motion? Do the push-up and then throw one hand up in the air. Or touch the shoulder. Push-up. Touch the other shoulder. Push-up. You might be doing a judo push-up where you go under and you come back out using more muscle groups, okay? Same thing with the plank. Instead of just staying there, you're static. Why don't you start moving forward and backwards with your plank? Now you're integrating more muscles, okay? So many ways that you can do little simple things, whether using the free weights, okay? Some of us sometimes is just on the universal machines. That's good, but it's time to step it up a notch because you need more than one muscle group. Okay, my people? So I hope that'll help, okay? And I'll also, like I said, leave some stuff in the description for you. I'm not going to keep you. And I just want to say, have a blessed day. And please leave me some comments. And I also want to bless you for those who listen to this till the end. I want to make sure that I give you something sweet, all right, that don't got no sugar. Okay, but that's healthy. So make sure you hit me up at the email or you can send me a message here. And once again, stay blessed. Peace.